right, final segment with Dr. Kirk Elliott. I am loaded for bear with masses of news I haven't even hit yet, and your phone calls coming up in this hour. But I wanted to do two more calls for Kirk Elliott. Justin in Tennessee and then Brian in Idaho. Sorry to others when I have time to get to you. We appreciate you. Justin in Tennessee, you're on the air worldwide with The Economist, Dr. Kirk Elliott. Go ahead.
Hey there, Alex. First, I have to say thank you. You brought my interest in silver many years ago, and I got in at $25 on average and sold off my initial position at around 98. So now I'm free and clear to hold. I know. But other than that, Dr. Kirk Elliott, thank you. I really appreciate all of your work. My real question comes down to is what this next wave of inflation is going to be in. I believe it's to be in mostly consumer goods. Back in 2008, when they started doing all of the money printing, it was the financial assets at the top, stocks, et cetera. And then the 2020 wave seemed to be into the lower, more accessible assets like real estate and cars because of debt issuance. My question is, one, do you think that inflation comes from debt, both from the issuance of bonds and also through retail access to debt? And with that being the case, the only thing that's available now really for consumers to take debt on with because they're so maxed out is the lower level things like maybe seeing the buy now, pay later stuff more frequent with buying an order from Chipotle or something. What's your thoughts?
That's a good question.
Yeah, I mean, it's a good question. I think you're going to see, you're right, consumer goods are going to be inflated. Commodities overall, right? Because commodities overall, whether it's food or steel or coal or gold or silver.
Yeah.
I mean, they
anything
go up with inflation.
Real,
they're
land, gold, silver, copper. I mean, anything real when you're in a giant inflationary orgy and a debt orgy, that's a guarantee.
Yeah, it is. And debt is a big... You're spot on with your analysis here, because debt is the main driver of what I think is going to put a pinch into people when inflation is the worst. Because if you get an interest, volatility is so much in the bond market right now, a 1% increase in interest rates on the long bond will cause the bond to come down by 17% in price, right? This is going to kill the bond market with rates higher.
You got to come back next week and get into that, because we're out of time to do one more call. But here's the thing, folks. Even if we get stagflation, which looks like we're going to get, either way, commodities only go up. Even if they go down compared to the rest of the economy, it'll be up. So it's the best house in a bad neighborhood, as I love to say. Brian in Idaho, you're on the air worldwide. Final caller, quick question. Thank you.
Alex, thanks for having me. Before I begin, I wanted to pitch a couple products. I'm really excited about that Ultimate Power. I was a huge fan of the Turbo Force. Helped me get off that afternoon coffee. 10 hours clean energy, no impact on the sleep. So can't say enough good things about that. And the Colostrum and Methylene Blue. You guys hit on it earlier, but I have to mention, your listeners need to understand how honorable of a thing that you and Dr. Elliott are doing as you guys push strictly getting into bullion. I sold commodities for a long time, and I know how easy it would be for you to take advantage of your audience. It's an incredibly predatory industry, and some of the closers at those places are incredibly slick and really effective. So what you guys are doing is really something that if people don't understand the market, they don't understand what you guys are doing, but at a really high level, it's incredibly honorable. And I think that represents what you do with your sponsors and the products that you sell. So,
well, thank you for that plug. I appreciate it. We're almost out of time. What was the question for Elliott or the statement?
I've been in this AI space for a while. I have a lot of high-level conversations with these organizations. Dr. Elliott, where do you feel that the AI bubble falls into the equation as it relates to being backdropped at a national security level? You know, obviously, it doesn't seem like we have much.
Yeah, even if the bubble pops, they're going to nationalize it, I believe. Elliott, give us your take. Thank you, sir. Sorry, I got to cut you off. I'm talking for hours.
Agreed. Yeah, AI is here to stay. The prices of AI shares are not. Right. That's irrational exuberance. But we're moving into a world of AI. It's not going anywhere. But just like anything, we saw the tech bubble burst in 2000. The internet is still here. It changed the world. AI is going to change the world. But you have to be careful of the prices.
Just like the dot-com bubble. Absolutely. Elliott, thank you so much. KPM.com/gold 720-605-0000. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you, the callers. We'll be right back with more news. Stay with us.
The InfoWar is not gone. It has been reborn. AlexJonesLive.com is the new site to find the next step in the InfoWar. Articles, video reports, live streams, breaking news. It's all on AlexJonesLive.com. We need you to be the Paul Revere's and share the links. You can also find us on X at RealAlexJones and on Rumble at rumble.com/TheAlexJonesShowLive. And don't forget to download the app. Go to alexjonesapp.com. The fight continues. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
AlexJonesLive.com. We've only just begun to fight. Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
I put me spinach aside, and I've been using Ultimate Power from the AlexJonesStore.com.
Hour. The phone system's wide open. I'm going to get the number out now. The number to join us is 512-266-0642. We're taking first-time calls today. 512-266-0642. You got a question, you got a comment, any issue you want to raise, but first-time callers. We don't screen your calls. You want to tell us where you're calling from, the topic, that's fine. You want to tell us the topic, it's fine too. You can just say wild card. You can say your name's Easter Bunny. I don't care. 512-266-0642. All right. Let's continue here now with the news that we've got. And there is a lot of it, obviously. But this particular, I'm just going to cover a bunch of stuff right now. It's all over the map. Now, last week, a bunch of stuff happened in Europe, but a bunch of different oligarchs and rich Ukrainians got shot. They got blown up with bombs in their apartments. Some disappeared. And the Russians busted this terrorist, young man, like 18, and they got a bunch of documents that were on him about terror plots for the Ukrainians and how they were going to target Ukrainians, too, that helped Zelensky get in and have these call centers running all these fraud scams against the whole world, including the U.S., Russia, Europe, you name it. And I saw headlines when this first happened, started happening a few weeks ago, and it's accelerated with this latest bombing of this oligarch, saying Russia did it with no evidence. But Interpol says it's Zelensky, and you've got Interpol now investigating Zelensky. So look at this headline, Zero Hedge. Zelensky's secret police being looked at by investigators for Monaco bomb attack. The manhunt continues, chiefly focused in France or also nearby Italy, for the culprit who committed Monday's parcel bomb attack on an exiled Ukrainian oligarch and his family at their luxury apartment building in Monaco. The victims, Vadim Lermel, again, I apologize. I can't, all these Slavic names, I apologize. Vadim Lermel, the partner or the wife according to contradictory reports, and his 13-year-old child all survived the bombing. And it goes on from there with the assassins fleeing. My point is that this is the type of crap going on. And when the Nord Stream pipeline gets blown up, it's the Russians. Though that came out the U.S. did it. Biden said, we'll blow it up if you invade Ukraine. And then when I cover this, I see the comments on X. Oh, you're a Russian agent. We can't believe you're a Russian agent. When I said the mullahs wouldn't fall probably for a year or longer, that's a Pentagon assessment. When I said they closed the strait, they passed a law during Midnight Hammer last year saying they would. I just tell the truth. I don't fantasy land and lie to people, okay? This idiocy that you're a Nazi if you don't want Israel controlling your foreign policy and getting us into wars, or you're a Qatari agent or a Russian agent if you just call balls and strikes. And I'm not even defending myself. I'm just sick of it. Not that I'm being attacked. I see it all over the place. It's that we dealt with 8 years of Trump being a Russian agent, and it was not true. Meanwhile, the Bidens and the Democrats are literally being paid off by the Russians, the Clintons, for uranium deals and stuff. So it's just, and the point I was going to make is, I see these national talk show hosts, I see these big influencers naming me by name, and I'm not even out looking for this. I just see it pop up in my feed. And last night, I shouldn't have done it because I usually don't even follow people attacking me, but I wanted to hear what they're saying. And I was watching a couple big influencers, some other people, and they're just like, yeah, Jones needs to be in a camp. Jones needs to be, you know, in a CIA black site, him and Tucker Carlson for being, you know, Russian and Iranian and Qatari agents and, you know, all the rest of it. How dare Jones say that Israel's dragging us into this war? Trump has said that. Trump says Israel's dragging us in. Netanyahu's bragged. Trump has now blamed Israel, which is a good off-ramp for him. You can blame him for going along with it, but it is Israel did this. Their lobby, they're the ones that pushed it. They're in the driver's seat. But you guys don't deal in logic because you're getting your Israeli check, and they are. They're like, I'm a Christian Zionist, and I've got my Israeli flag behind me and my menorah, and I'm not Jewish, but I'm a Christian Zionist. And I'm just like, what the hell universe have we woken up in? It's the neocons that were never Trumpers, that hated Trump, got control of Trump for a while. He knows it's a disaster. He now agrees with America Firsters. And then they turn around and ignore that Trump agrees with us and act like we're traitors. You're the traitors on the payroll of a foreign government. And I have never made everything about Israel, because Israel was always in control of Middle Eastern policy to a great extent, but not in dominant control here domestically. You have the teachers' unions, big tech, the military-industrial complex. But now AIPAC really is trying to be in control and pretty much is in control and primarying whoever they want. Except they can't primary Democrats because they've gone pure anti-Israel, pure commie. So that party's rising from the ashes and taking over there and literally is, you know, wants to kill every Jew they get their hands on. And then you've got the Israel lobby attacking Trump's real base that are just good patriots. And you're creating a perfect storm. So I didn't mean to go off, punch the phone system up for me, though I can see it right there. I am so tired of this, because what I believe is what I say. What I predict is what I believe. That's why we're so accurate. It stands on its own. And it's so rich. It's so disgusting, the irony, to have all these never-Trumpers, like Lady Lindsey Graham and all the rest of them, never-Trumpers running around saying, we're all traitors, when they've been proven wrong about everything they said and did. And the illogic of the Christian Zionists mad at those of us like Tulsi Gabbard, Tucker Carlson, myself, that were right about all this. And then we're right, and then we're worse than we've ever been. No, you're wrong. You're stupid. Your plan failed. I said it on March 1st, 123 days ago when this started. I said, if you could hit a button and send the mullahs to Mars, I'd do it. I said, if they really fall in 4 days or even in a month, I'll get Dom Perignon on air. I rarely do that. Like when Trump wins, I do it. Like I've done it like twice. And we're going to drink champagne on air. Didn't happen, did it? You owe me an apology. But by running around calling everybody Hitler that doesn't agree with you running our lives, a lot of people aren't as sophisticated as me. They're like, you know what? I love Hitler now. And in a way, that's not healthy, but in a way, people getting so radical in the Overton window that they're not under the guilt of the left and Black Lives Matter and Israel and America did the Holocaust and, you know, and World War II's here and Israel's the Jews and America's Hitler. And, you know, if you don't do what they say, you're Hitler. People need to reject that. But they're rejecting it to the extreme. If I wanted to be popular, I would wear a stormtrooper outfit. I don't mean from Star Wars. I mean from, you know, the brown shirts. I would wear, you know, a Hitler brown uniform with an iron cross and cut my mustache, you know, to Hitler. I mean, you saw that Fox News piece I heard earlier from Jesse Waters, where only one person out of like 30 knew why the country had a revolution, who we fought against, what the anniversary was. One woman knew, one young lady, black, white, you name it, didn't know anything. I did it as a stunt last year. You saw it because I was shaving my beard, not paying attention early morning. I went with the razor, cut it off. And I was like, oh, let me just shave it all off. And then we were going to hike around my neighborhood. So my personal trainer got there and do push-ups. He goes, you know what? Do a Hitler stash. This is a joke for one day. And I said, okay, I'll do it. So I did it. And then I only kept it, you know, that morning. Went to the grocery store, went, you know, and I literally had women mock, like, ooh, people like, who are you? Are you famous? They didn't even know it was Hitler. They just knew it was iconic in their subconscious. And I mean, I have women talk to me, period. Even when I was a fat ass, they were still attracted to me. I'm like, I don't know why they're doing this, but when I was young, I was like a Calvin Klein model, so I'm used to women hitting on me. But I'm telling you, at the gas station and at HEB, I literally had people, women, like I was Brad Pitt or something walking. Because, again, all people are so dumbed down. It's like, oh, that's powerful. That's a no-no. That's a bad boy. What is that? Who are you? Who are you supposed to be? Who are you? Wow, you really are handsome. And I was like, what the hell is this? Because I'm like in the store getting some stuff kind of, you know, I'm like, I'm Hitler. You know. So to Israel thinking, calling everybody Hitler and doing that, and people that also think when I'm trying to speak sense into Israel, oh, you're scared of the Jews or you're on their payroll. Ain't no checks I ever got from Israel. All I got is grief from the Israel lobby. The law firms, Israel-backed, you Bloomberg, all of it. I mean, give me a break. I've had the Jewish mafia trying to take me off the air along with other, the CIA and the Justice Department. It's been a whole group for at least 15 years. It's been hell. But I took the high road and, you know, didn't, you know, then the Southern Poverty Law Center that runs the white supremacist groups trying to infiltrate me and, you know, our operation. I mean, I have been stomped on, but I didn't get down on that level just like that lobby wanted, because they want us to be Nazis. So they can play victim. But I'm here to tell you, it doesn't work anymore. It doesn't work anymore. I mean, I'm out in public. I talk to people. Man, this is really boomerang back with political incorrectness. It's gone to the other extreme. The average Hispanic, the average black person, the average white person loves Adolf Hitler now. Hitler is probably the most popular person in the world after Jesus right now. I happen to know way too much about Hitler, way too much about the Nazis, way too much about what they did. There's this weird cosmology that he was this angel and a big Christian, and he didn't start World War II, and all this fake history. And people believe it, folks. But Israel's got its fake history about World War II. And you've been found out that a lot of what you're saying is not true. Now they're going the other direction. So you ought to be kissing my ass for doing real history and real intellectual stuff. But you're too wound up with your chutzpah, too wound up all encouraging each other to commit Amalek and kill everybody, and everybody fawning to foam at the mouth, just like the Muslims. The most extreme of you are now in the catbird seat. So there's my rant before I go to calls to the Israel lobby, that Napoleon said, never interrupt your enemy when they're making a mistake. I'm not the Muslims' enemy. I just know the Quran says take over, and so faithful Muslims are here to take over. I don't hate you personally, but I'm not going to be conquered by you. And you've got the brand of Judaism that is expansionist and supremacist, that uses the existential threat to itself when it's expanding and taking over, not by numbers, but by power and organizational skill, that then forms and you summon the Gola. You summon the thing that you think you'll defeat, but through that crisis, you'll get even more power. That ain't going to happen. and you're going to get everybody else killed along with you. So I'm just saying, stop now. If you think conjuring Hitler was a good move, you're conjuring something way worse. And let me tell you, being anti-Jew is way more popular than it was in the 1930s. So I'm sitting here as like a sociologist, an anthropologist, a psychologist, a historian, a futurist, like a bug on the wall, fly on the wall, and I'm going, have you thought about second, third, fourth order to the Jews? And I'm telling all the anti-Jew people, have you thought about second, third, fourth order? Do you know this collision? Because the people running Israel, they think they know what they're doing. They think they're going to come out on top. Or they're crazy enough to roll the dice. And I'm like saying, I'm Switzerland here. But this is nuclear and this is biological now. There is no Switzerland to hide out in. If I thought there was some country I could run to and safely sit all this out, you think I'm going to sit here with the Democrats, get back in power, the DOJ wants to put me in prison? That's all been declassified? You think I want to, but there's nowhere to go. I have to stop the nuclear war. I have to stop the global race war. I have, because my family and I are cooked. You're all cooked. This is a fourth turning. This is a total shift. And Israel thinks it's going to reboot the narrative of World War II, and we're all Red Skull unless you do what Israel says, and then you're an angel. And, I mean, that dog ain't hunting, man. You have made the radical Muslims look like the good guys. What is your... You stood down on October 7th. You funded Hamas. And I tune to these Christian Zionists, the radical Muslims, the Shiites, the Sunnis, the Al-Qaeda, the ISIS, the, oh my God, attacking our portal Israel. And meanwhile, the U.S. government and Israel are financing and funding all of it other than the Shiites. But they funded the clients with the Shiites, the Muslim Brotherhood, working with them through the Hamas turkeys. And boy, you try to talk to Christian Zionists about that. Oh, really? Why is Israel create Hamas and funding it? Oh, it's a bunch of propaganda. Anti-Semitic. It's like, shut up. Don't piss on me and tell me it's raining. You're going to get everybody killed. Or we'll wish we're dead. It doesn't matter anymore. It does matter, but I just... You look at... I mean, Fox News didn't cherry pick those people. I've gone out and done those reports ourselves. Even before Jesse Waters was doing it. And people did it before me. I got it from... who are the comics? They've been doing it on HBO forever. Penn and Teller. And you go out and talk to 100 people on the Hickenback Trail. They'll go, I'm an engineer. And they're like, I think hydrogen monoxide is deadly and we should ban it. It causes, you know, all sorts of problems. It can kill you if you're immersed in it. You know, it can cause excess urination. And 99% of people sign a petition to ban hydrogen monoxide. It's water, folks. You can give them the scientific name for salt, and 99% of people sign a form to ban salt. They think carbon dioxide is carbon monoxide. And so I look at that, and I go, okay, Zionists, you think everybody's dumb and retarded? Most people are, okay? But that doesn't mean you're that smart just because you're smarter than these people. And there's a bunch of goyim out there that are damn smart, you know, that invented quantum mechanics and everything else. So, you know, you need to understand that just because you're smarter than the average retard, that don't mean you're Superman, okay? And there's a bunch of Jews that are smart telling Netanyahu and the path that you're on to get everybody killed. I agree with them. So just knock it off and stop thinking you're God and stop following the later versions of the Zohar that say you're more powerful than God and your interpretation that Israel means he that wrestles with God and wins. That's not what you're... Okay? You got some whacked out rabbis say that. That's not all of them. I read all your stuff, or most of it. If I wanted to sit here and make you look bad, I'd sit up here and read this crap every day. And I'd get into your moils and all the rest of crap. I'm just telling you right now that you need to get off the power trip. And everybody wound up all wild-eyed about, oh, God, it's great. Everybody hates the Jews. We're going to finally kill them all, and then we'll all have heaven on earth. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. There's not evil Gentiles. There's not megalomaniac Gentiles. There's not crazy people out there on all groups. And some of the Jews are right. They're like, yeah, you're just jealous we're more competent than a lot of you. There are a lot of great Jews who are competent doing good things, but you've chosen the dark side. And the dark side works in the first few moves, and then it curses you after it. Oh, I know your Talmud and your Babylonian Talmud, you know, says that's not true. Well, I don't follow Kabbalah. I've read it. It's all a lie. Oh, the force balances the light and the dark, and we use the dark some, and we use the light some. It's like Glenn Danzig's really smart, great, you know, writing, all the rest of it. He says, well, I'm not really a Satanist. I use Christianity and Satanism. I use the light and the dark, and I'm balancing it, whatever I can get power from. Really, all I see is darkness out of Danzig. So you're not really, the truth is you're not really using both sides. The truth is you're fallen, we're all fallen, we're not God. We have a little shard of God, little g, and we're already fallen enough that we got to go for the light and be good as we can and try to be as godlike as we can, because don't worry, we got enough evil already. It's going to manifest itself no matter how much we try. But if you go, well, I'm going to use a little evil over here. I'm going to use a little dirty tactic over here because I can win. And, you know, that's just the balance of this. You're lying to yourself and you're making a Faustian bargain. All right, I went on an Israel rant. I'm watching everyone in this clash of civilizations prepare to be destroyed. We're going to go to Leo, Tanner, Chris, Glenn, and Adaloaf. That's a cool name. I'll put it down. I'm just seeing if I'm reading it right. I never heard that name. Adolfo. Adolphus? Adolfo? Adolfo. Was that the Spanish Adolf? You know, Adolf's a popular name in Latin America. That's because, you know, the Germans, the Austro-Hungarian Empire actually ran a bunch of that. They had an emperor down there and ran Mexico. That's why they got good trains. It's why you got a bunch of Volkswagen manufacturing down there forever. And that's why they got good beer in Latin America, because the Germans went in there and taught them all their beer brewing. Side issue, that's why they got the polka music. Interesting cultures there. So we'll talk to Adolfo in Florida on the Chinese banks in New York. Glenn on the 250th anniversary, July 4th. Chris in California preparedness. Tanner in Canada on Canada under Carney is a nightmare. Boy, I can see that. Leo in California on old Piers Morgan. And then we got the deep dive on the geopolitics, the biggest developments in Iran and in Russia with the one, the only former Navy SEAL, best-selling author, really smart anti-terrorism expert, Matt Bracken. But before I go any further, ladies and gentlemen, remember this. We have the start of summer kickoff sale that ends in a week every 3 days, and one item is buy one, get one free. And right now, it's our Shilajit capsule complex with all these amazing peptides. You don't know about Shilajit, look into it. We got the best. Boost testosterone naturally without lowering your normal one. It boosts your, makes your body itself produce it. This is good stuff. I'm on it right now. And it's amazing. Buy one, get one free. Ultimate Live Force Spike Protein Detox, 50% off. Those are the two specials for the next couple days. That's the new special. And we also have today being the last day that you can buy one bovine colostrum powder and get one free. And we have the new bovine colostrum natural grape flavor with grape pectin flavored with natural plant sweets. It's tapioca, and these are almost sour. They're so good. This is delicious. It tastes like Hubba Bubba grape, but it's not artificial, and it's concentrated with all of the incredible ingredients that come naturally out of bovine colostrum. It is deliciosos. Get your grape-flavored bovine colostrum gummies now, 25% off out of the gates at thealexandstore.com. How you look on the outside is a reflection of what's happening on the inside. Ladies and gentlemen, bovine colostrum is known for decades by women and loved. You know, doctors push it because it works. And nutritionists for your hair, your skin, your nails. But that's the outside. Imagine what it's doing on the inside. That's where it has its most important effect, is in your guts, your immune system, and your organs. Bottom line, all of the high-quality supplements we sell at thealexandstore.com have a 5-star rating. We have over a 90% reorder rate. Nobody has that. These are all the best because I want them to work. I want you to love them. I want you to appreciate us and be happy with what we brought you, so you reorder it again and again. Believe me, folks, bovine colostrum is one of our best products. You want to get it, get the ultramethylene blue, get our Shilajit gummies, our Irish sea moss. They're all incredible products. But this colostrum really is special. Get yours now, again, at thealexshowstore.com. And I want to thank you again for keeping us on the air.
A very special event is about to happen this July 4th, 2026. The 250th anniversary of the beginning of our republic. And hey, our country's had a lot of problems, done a lot of bad things, but it's also done a lot of exceptional things. And it created the model of human liberty that others have aspired to across the world. That's why the globalists have come to this nation and tried to take it over, because our liberties and freedoms amassed so much wealth, so many inventions, so much ingenuity, that it became the center of the world. So tyranny came here and had pretty much taken the nation over. But now we have major beachheads at the federal, state, and local level. And there are populist movements expanding and raging across the world in the Great Fourth Turning, the Great Awakening. Their Great Reset, their COVID attack, their lockdowns have only backfired on them. And their attempts to launch all these wars has only awoken humanity. And that's why we're doing a fundraiser right now until the end of July, with more than a dozen limited edition shirts, some of the best designs ever at thealexjonesstore.com that are only available through the month of July. Ladies and gentlemen, these shirts fund our operation. They're great fabric. They feel really good. They're printed right here in the United States in Arkansas. And I designed many of these shirts. These are some of the best, cleanest designs we've ever had. This one just came from Arkansas out of the mail. It hasn't even been washed yet or even folded. That's why it's got a few wrinkles. It looks even better once you've washed it, taken out of the dryer. And we've got a whole bunch of incredible designs we're putting on screen right now. And when you wear these shirts out in public, you meet like-minded people, it is a real adventure. There are hundreds of other incredible designs, ball caps. Many of them are limited edition. All these 250th anniversary are, and they're only available at thealexjonesstore.com. Look at this. America, 76, 250 years with the Betsy Ross flag on the arm. That's what it's all about. So get your shirts now. Get the best supplements, the best water filtration, and more at theyellowshowstore.com, and keep us on the air. Thank you so much for your support. America is coming back from the dead thanks to you.
Reality starts here. AlexJonesLive.com. Share the link. Spread the word.
This is an emergency transmission from FEMA Region 6 in occupied North America.
There is a war. It's happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time has come to choose sides. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Share the links now at AlexJonesLive.com.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.
Fund the resistance. You sit comfortably. You consume. You watch. You wait for others to fight the battle for you. The dark side has you firmly in its grasp. Every day, you remain on the sidelines. My power grows stronger. Continue believing someone else will save the galaxy. It pleases me greatly.
Take some of your phone calls. I'm going to get into election fraud, mail-in ballots, the Supreme Court, and new evidence and research. Guy proves mail-in ballots are not secure. No kidding. But right now, let's go to Leo in California, then Tanner, Chris, and others. Go ahead, Leo.
I just want to start off by saying 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. Is that clear?
I just want to pay homage to the other day's special where you put the Pierce Morgan interview. I just want to say that was a classic.
Thank you.
Yeah, my whole family, I remember when that came on, and man, that was awesome. Also, I just want to,
here's Morgan is still extremely butthurt over that.
Is he really? Wow. Mm-hmm. You really just kind of destroyed him. But it was great publicity, like you said, for your name and the show and everything else. And
well, it got aired everywhere. I mean, they had like, it was in like Hollywood Reporter, you name it. That was the top rated, news clip. They still did that back then, 2013, the top rated news, most viral clip of 2013.
Yeah. I bet you they instantly regretted, letting you on there.
Oh, they cut the interview short. It was live. And I was like, you know, all the mass shooters have been on Prozac type drugs. And I just saw your ads during the break. Oh, and you're like, Oh, don't want that said. I can speak in a British accent as well, Piers.
Oh, I love that part.
The murder. I own hundreds of firearms. We're quite secure in Texas, Piers. I'm more intellectual than you.
Do you know at the moment, like sometimes the things you say and how you say them, do you know that they're going to go viral or that it's going to become?
I never really think about it. And I used to screw around more and have more fun. Everybody says I should do that again. I used to be like 10% comedy, but then they would, you know, over and over again, like take it out of context and just have it in the news article as a quote. Mm-hmm. You know, and like, I love Bill Gates, kill everyone. And they're like, Jones said, kill everyone. And it's like, obviously, I'm not being serious when I say that. So yeah, things have gotten so serious, I've gotten a lot more serious.
Yeah, I've noticed. You're still amazing.
Oh, you're too nice.
I've noticed there's been a change where you're more, I don't want to say the word professional, but you almost know how to control yourself a little more. Like the ADD isn't.
Exactly. I'm older. I'm 52. And I don't want to say I'm not as happy as I used to be. It's just that things have gotten really serious. But you know what? Everybody wants it. I want it. It's more fun. I plan to have some more fun. But I think I may just have a thing flashing saying satire, 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 satire. Because, again, the media takes it out of context. What was on your mind? You want to talk about Piers Morgan? I see that.
So I just want to show my appreciation for that classic that you brought up. And then also just, I guess, congratulate us as a nation for 250 years coming up.
Yep. I mean, we're not perfect, but we've been the best there is. Thank you, brother, for the call. And that's why they're trying to run it down. And the next few days, particularly on Saturday, I'm going to pay tribute to our republic and our forebears. All right, let's go to Adolfo in Florida. Adolfo, welcome to the airwaves.
Hey, thank you for having me. And I want to say, first of all, that to start with, your crew that does your marketing, your commercials, whatnot, they're the best. I love everything they've been doing for years. It's hilarious. It's great.
The crew is amazing. They are absolutely amazing.
Absolutely, and keep the good work going.
They even make little jokes, little inside jokes in the ads. Oh, Drew's in trouble again.
Right. Oh, I can only imagine that once he's one ad is created and you guys are reviewing it, you got to be cracking up. I mean, it's got to be a good time.
Well, a lot of these ads too. Not to take away from the crew, a lot of these ads are fan made. Like Alex Jones fan, Wars the Info, countless others are just amazing.
Oh, wow. That's great. So a lot of people participate. That's awesome. Hey, I wanted to take this opportunity. I know it's off topic, but at least.
No. You have to understand. I said free for all, bro. There is no screening. You can talk about Keebler elves if you wanted to.
Thank you. I just wanted to bring to the attention to you and to your viewers. Hopefully somebody will pick up the research, especially somebody living in the local area in New York City. I wanted to bring the attention that I've never seen any article or anyone talk about that there are two banks of China in New York City. And not too long ago, they opened up the Bank of China of the Agricultural Bank of China. And for those that don't understand how an agricultural bank works, to put it into perspective, our USDA banking does not require congressional approval on how they spend their money. This is how the Social Security and the New York Stock Exchange were created, through the USDA. China has that version operating in New York. Why in the world?
I was aware of that. I forget the exact name. What's the exact name again? It's
the Agricultural Bank of China.
Guys, type in Agricultural Bank of China, New York. Yeah, and I know they're buying up land, and they're also giving loans out to U.S. farmers getting the land. Agricultural Bank of China to pay New York
without any congressional approval.
$250 million for anti-money laundering violations. Reuters, go ahead.
Yep, without any, they're exempt from being audited because it's an agricultural bank, and this is not right. Having this nefarious country.
Ah, you're coming up for Israel now. You're coming up for Israel. No, China, until Israel made its move the last year and a half, they were like junior to it. China literally has Confucius Institutes at all the major colleges. They control half the Democrats nationally, more than half locally. They got sex spies everywhere. They're funding all these NGOs. By the way, I meant to hit it yesterday. China just passed a law that no one in China, not the Mongolians, not the Tibetans, anybody, can call themselves Mongolians or Tibetans. They all have to say they're Chinese. It's a racial purity law, and so it's literally like Hitler. The most homogeneous group in the world is the Han Chinese, and so that's all going on. Meanwhile, they fund, in the past, the majority or the largest chunk of all the anti-white, NGO, woke garbage. The next group is Soros and the left, and then the Israel lobby. And so it's disgusting. I appreciate your call. All this anti-white crap, taking an knee at the Super Bowl, all this crap, folks, beating up the white basketball players, the women basketball players, that's all propaganda brought to you by China. And, you know, and NBA players apologizing to China and professional wrestlers apologizing to China. I mean, China is on our ass trying to take our sovereignty. Thank you. All right, let's go to Carlos in Canada. Carlos, you're on the air worldwide.
Hi, Alex.
Welcome.
Here I am. I'm going to tell you clearly what we discussed a long, long time ago about bankerism and the conclusion that bankerism is communism. What is called the decline of the American empire now, basically, is the end of fiat currency. And we are experiencing the devaluation of the dollar, the devaluation of money, because if we look at what we discussed a long time ago, bankerism is simply the opposite of capitalism, that instead of working your heartbeats and your efforts and labor to generate wealth, which then you turn into capital, and then that capital is yours. You have property values and derivatives.
Communism is about little people not amassing any wealth to be independent, and it's always run by oligarchs and offshore systems. Communism is not a failure. It's an incredible success of enslavement and murdering 200 million people. Everybody says it's dumb. It's failed. No, it's Mondami's not dumb. He's a vicious, horrible supervillain.
Well, in history, there is two dimensions. There is the communism of the, let's say, the bankers of New York in taking over the czarist regime in Russia. And then there's the socialism of the proletariat of the workers in Russia, which included a guy by the name of Joseph Dugasvili, who had a middle name, a nickname called Stalin, which was steel. And Stalin was a worker. And Stalin actually worked for the Rothschilds and burned down their operation in Baku, in the area of oil extraction, which was then Russia. So at this stage of the game, you have socialism developing underneath what was the Bolshevism. And Bolshevism, Stalin, destroyed. The last member of the group that came from the bankers in New York, Schiff and so on, to take over the czarist monarchy, basically, what he did was to kill them all. And the last
Yeah, that's right. Whenever people say Stalin was work for the Jews, yes, he did. And the Bolsheviks, the leadership was 90% Jewish. He then double-crossed them and took it over for himself. That's why he was a hero of the Russians, even though, in my view, he's a mass-murdering criminal. But these idiots who don't know history claim Stalin will work for the Jews. No, he didn't. Not once he killed Lenin and killed Trotsky. He purged their ass.
Exactly. And
he loved Hitler and admired him and was very upset when Hitler double-crossed him.
just before he was actually assassinated, he had a heart attack at the end, and it's doubtful that he wasn't killed. But just before he was ended, Stalin was preparing to take all the bankers, all the Jewish guys that were left in Russia, and he was going to send them into Siberia.
That's right. He was going to create a state of Israel in Siberia.
Yeah. So, exactly. At the end of Russia.
By the way, that's all mainline history. Just people aren't taught it.
Right.
But I see these idiot Nazis. Stalin was the work for the Jews. They don't know what the hell they're talking about.
What we didn't understand was that China, which became communist, and he was in fact aided by the very Bolsheviks, the very people that did Bolshevism in Russia, started communism in China. I hope you realize that. They were Jewish bankers.
Yes, it's all true. I got to jump, brother. I'm sorry. We're almost out of time. Call back again. Stalin wrote about all this. He talked about it. He poisoned Lenin. He got poisoned, heart attack. And it's all in the mainline Alexander Solzhenitsyn books. It's all there. It's all historical fact. Stalin got control, number 2 under Lenin, and then as soon as he got rid of Lenin, he got rid of all the other Jewish leadership. He was going to make all the Jews move to one area in Siberia, and that's all on record. And he was a fanboy of Hitler. So he would tell it, this is his letters to the NKVD and to the KGB, like, you're idiots. You don't know how to organize and kill people properly like Hitler. You need to follow what the Nazis do. I ought to just make a deal with him. Just absolute fanboy, of Adolf Hitler. But see, the average moron doesn't know that. Let's go ahead and take another call. Let's go to Tanner in Canada. Tanner, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. My name's Tanner, first-time caller from Alberta, Canada.
Welcome.
And I just want to talk a little bit about Mark Carney. In the last 5 months, he convinced five conservatives to cross the floor and become liberals. And then he won two by-elections, and now he has a majority government. And we're falling under totalitarianism. I'll just read a couple of these bills. Bill C-2, surveillance, border.
They're banning the Bible. They're banning speech, years in prison, yeah. Forced extermination under the name of euthanasia.
Yeah.
I mean, it's 1984 on PCP.
Mandatory data retention, lawful access capabilities. Like, cops will be able to go and grab whatever they want from your phones whenever they need it.
They can put you in jail for pre-crime because they think you'll commit a crime.
Yeah. You can call and complain that you think...
Yeah, list the numbers. It's C5, C8, it's a whole bunch of C bills.
C22, C8, C9, C11, C34, and C63. The C63,
yeah.
Vague hate definitions, enabling throughout policing, yada, yada, yada. So there's all that. And meanwhile, Carney won't get his head out of his ass and come down there and make a deal with Trump. He's running around the world, big staging himself, saying, oh, a new world order, oh, we've got a rupture and all this bullshit. Meanwhile, you guys are our biggest trading partner, and we're gonna get whacked, this, that, and the other thing, and we're going to be in real bad shape. Meanwhile, Carney's all elbows up against America. Well, guess what? 91% of his assets are in America. All his kids go to university.
Well, Carney says he's not even British. He's a European. He's not even Canadian. He's a former head of the British Bank. The man is an absolute monster. But Trump screwed up being, 51st state and running down Canada. That helped get him elected. That was a real mistake Trump made.
Real mistake, because that really pushed pushed Pierre out of there. And the thing is the in Canada, that's why Alberta is so serious about separatism, because by the time I'm done voting in Alberta, the polls have already been closed in the East and Carney's already elected before my vote's even counted. We don't get as many seats. We don't get as much representation. And we should.
No, I hear you. I hear you. Great points. I'm not cutting you off. I don't be able to get to Seth and Chris and others. Thank you for the call, Tanner. All right, Matt Bracken's coming on. He wants to take calls, too. Geopolitical expert, what's happening on the Strait? 123 days in Iran, Ukraine, Russia getting ready to hit NATO sites outside Ukraine. They're saying massive escalation. I don't know a geopolitical expert that's smarter than Matt Bracken, but he also wants to take your calls. So you'll talk to him, Seth, and Chris, and get your preparedness in World War III comments out. I've got to go work on the network, the new studios, a bunch of stuff that I got a beaver can get done. I will not be sitting around in this fourth hour. But I wanted to bring Matt Bracken in right now before he takes the reins. Matt, just in general, give me your prognosis. on Trump. Is he really breaking with Israel, or is that just rhetorical? The NDAA for Israel to take over our military and intelligence, merge with it, a new marriage, as they call it, has progressed without even a vote into the full House and Senate. Where do you see all that going? What do you make of these Supreme Court rulings? Just the general state of the Republic 250 years in. Are we on our deathbed, or is there a way to navigate out of this? And how do we put pressure on Trump to try to get him back in the fold, or is that an impossible task? People say, oh, well, I'm still trying to engage Trump, just give up. I don't think we can do that. And I think we have moved the needle back some, or is that just kabuki theater? What does Matt Bracken think?
Well, I think that at 250 years, most empires have pretty much reached their expiration date. And it's, you know, maybe you can look at it in cycle theory, you know, this is.
Well, I agree. Hold on, Matt. You're quite a historian, too. I don't think any empire has lasted more than 250.
Right. And there are some differences because of technology, but technology, I think, can provide a lot of leverage to greatly increase the population standard of living. But when things go south, leverage works the other way.
Exactly. It can also accelerate collapse.
Sure. Because, for example, we've never had a situation where most of the population of the world was fed from, you know, agribusinesses, and the food is grown thousands of miles from where you live. That never happened before. We've had collapses even when the food was grown within 10 miles of where people lived.
Yeah, let's quantify that. In the Great Depression, they estimate 7 to 12 million people starved to death in the United States alone, university studies from malnutrition. We were 90% rural, 10% urban, about half the rural were self-sufficient then, meaning around 45% were self-sufficient. Still 7 to 12 million people starved to death, even worse in Europe. If we had anything close to that collapse today, most Pentagon estimates are that we would have upwards of half, or if the power went out, 90% death within 1 year. Can you give us your analysis of that?
And you know, the high percentage of people that lived in rural settings or on farms during the Great Depression, that also provided a safety valve for a lot of the city, because a lot of city people moved back with their country relatives temporarily. You know, people that had left the farm for the city, they went back to the farm. That doesn't exist anymore. Nobody can move to a, you know, 10,000-acre agribusiness and, like, pick a patch of GMO soybeans to live on.
So, well, that's another example. Something like 60% of our food is grown with Roundup. Trump said we're going to phase out of it, but he claimed he had to give him liability protection, or it would bring down the entire food supply because we haven't segued out. That's what RFK Jr. said. I'm not saying I totally buy that argument, but at a certain level, it's true, just to show how dependent we are on this anti-human, poisonous alien system.
Yeah, and it all really comes down to the supply chains, because that's there are many weak links in all these chains. But, you know, if we can't get the diesel for the trucks and the trains, they also run on diesel, then everything can fall apart extremely fast.
Let's quantify that. If half the public, at least, and 90% was rural, but if half or 45% of the public was totally self-sufficient, they had ducks, they had chickens, they had pigs, they had cows, they had a truck farm, they could be self-sufficient, but then all these homeless came through. Hey, can I chop wood for some food? Can I live with you? Grapes of Wrath is, you know, is a communist movie, but very accurate what it was like. People in the Dust Bowl, Oklahoma. Imagine that, what, 10 times worse. We're talking about World War Z level hysteria and breakdown, which the Great Reset was pushing, and they thought they could have a controlled austerity and collapse. Elon Musk was right to tell them, you'll never control this. Smarter elites, just from a thing of survival, said we need to stabilize things, not get off fossil fuels, and we need to not have this great global collapse. The question is, have they already initiated it where it's too late, Matt Bracken?
I think it may be too late. There are too many you know, nodes that can fail at this point. The fact that Trump signed the MOU back on June 17th, and he even said the one president he didn't want to be was Herbert Hoover, meaning to be blamed for the Great Depression. You know, not necessarily that Hoover was the sole cause of the Depression.
Why did Trump then make the move that his advisors told him would close the strait, they wouldn't fall, and would kill his recovery? Why'd he do it?
I think that he's being pulled in all kind of directions. You know, I don't know. Some people say the last person in the room with him, that's like his next Truth Social.
100%.
You know, And but the fact that he has Vance out front is a strong sign, because Vance is trying to is the face of detaching from Israel, and Rubio has been in the background. I mean, why isn't the Secretary of State involved in this? I mean, give me a break.
No, that tells you that the sidelining of Israel is at least a real attempt. And we see the Israel lobby calling him a backstabber and a traitor. So you believe Trump is realizing he was advised bad by Netanyahu and is trying to break away. That's great if that's true.
But he's being whipsawed. He's, you know, that for a few days. The fact that he signed the memorandum of understanding is absolutely a surrender, no matter how they try to pose it on Fox News. You know, the fact that we, you know, if you just read it, the point number one mentions Lebanon three times, and Iran's been crystal clear. We're not getting to the later points like nuclear. Let's look at nuclear until like the first five are like absolutely done to our satisfaction. And point number five, which is the really critical one about administering and controlling the Strait of Hormuz, that is an absolute giving the Strait of Hormuz to Iran.
Matt, you're going to be hosting the fourth hour, so I'm going to table this now. I just wanted to get right to the end game here with you. Set the table. You got a lot coming up. What are you covering next hour?
I'm going to cover the Iran situation, which is really directly tied to the global Great Depression that we're facing, which in this time will lead to famines in a lot of the world, and these famines will lead to such social breakdown and population dislocation that, you know, it'll be like a tidal wave going around the world.
Starting with Africa, and so by next year, new massive migrant floods to Europe.
Yeah, and we can see already things as parochial as who won the last election, even if it was a fake election or not. The government of Spain is just allowing a mass invasion of Spain right now. So you can have a Trump that closes the Mexican border, but then you have the leader of Spain allowing just thousands in per day,
and then Spain and giving France them all citizenship. Load the illegals on boats to invade England. Look at that in Ireland. Spain's mass illegal migrant amnesty, 1.3 million. They said more come now. 90% never get jobs, rape, murder, kill. It's all coming up with Matt Bracken. Europe can't even power its Mercedes-Benz facilities. They're cutting off all the power, committing political suicide. Why are they doing it? How do the elites think they're going to manage this dystopic system they're building? It is the most insane garbage ever. Matt Bracken of enemiesforeignanddomestic.com, best-selling author, former Navy SEAL, smart man, takes over now in the fourth hour. Share the live feeds of Alex Jones and rumble.com/Del Show Live. And now we have the colostrum gummies in great flavor.
In the forbidden mountains of ancient China, Alex Jones, the warrior, returns to complete his training. His fists thunder against globalist lies. Each board he shatters destroys another New World Order deception. Forged in the fire of truth, he trains day and night. Iron palm strikes smashing through Big Pharma's walls. He prepares for the ultimate demon Fentanyl the Dragon.
Oh, hello, Alex. It is I, Fentanyl the Dragon, your arch nemesis.
Fentanyl, you dare to return and face me?
Visit the AlexJonesStore.com today.
Real time, uncensored, unstoppable. AlexJonesLive.com. Take a stand. Share the link.
Do you want to fight? You better believe you got one!
America's worth saving. I seen this country build towns where there was nothing but dust and empty sky. Men worked sun up to sundown, built roads, railways, farms, and cities with their bare hands. People came here with nothing in their pockets and somehow carved out a life worth living. That's what made this place different. Not power, not money, freedom. And as long as there's still a few hard-headed Americans standing tall, America's story ain't over yet.
You can feel the noose tightening all across America.
Fight the enemy before they hang freedom itself.
Days, weeks, and even years ahead of the news cycle, AlexJonesLive.com is tomorrow's news today.